Pakistan entered the new year with a continued wave of terrorism, suicide bombing, use of planted devices on the roadside, kidnapping and killing of common citizens, security personnel and high-profile political leaders is the order of the day. Pakistan Institute for Peace Studies, an Islamabad-based private organization, says that the terrorism-related violence in 2012 took away the lives of more than 5,000 people across the country.
If we look at the security perspective, we see the ups and downs in the trends, so which indicate that the security forces, the state institutions still have the space to stop this process and to improve the security landscape of the country. So room is available, space is there, but there is a need to be have the proper response to the critical threat the country is facing right now.
The study says the militants are reducing their dependence on suicide bombing and are now increasingly using planted explosive devices on the roadsides.
The report points out that militants are fast changing their tactics. Attacks on public places are now being gradually replaced with high-profile target killings. And perhaps that was the reason that in the past year, more than one-third of terrorist attacks were assassination attempts by the militants.
The study reports that during 2012, target killing, including those of prominent personalities in Pakistan, have increased by 37%.
The reason why the United States went on war, especially in Afghanistan and the so-called war on terror, is because of the 9/11, in which the United States lost only 3,000 persons. So for a loss of 3,000, causing a loss of the lives in Pakistan of nearly 39,000 is tremendous.
The sectarian nature of attacks is yet another gift of so-called war on terror. Alarmingly, the sectarian killing have increased by 200% across the country. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.